Hi, and welcome to the podcast, The God Podcast, or as we like to say, we call it...
Godcast!
That's right. Well, today we've got a special caller. We're going to be talking beep, about boop, calls beep, and beep, we're going to be taking calls and beep, answering beep, people's beep, questions beep, about God. Oh, we got a call coming through. Click! Yes, who's rung up today?
Hello, I'm Alicia.
Oh, hi Alicia, nice to meet
back
you.
Back again for back another
episode. Very good.
Question.
Oh, cool. And what's your question today?
My question is, what's the biggest thing God knows about?
Oh, what's the biggest thing God knows about? Well, that's an interesting question. Well, the biggest thing God knows about is the whole universe. Because God knows everything about the whole universe because he made it.
I don't mean that thought.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, like, what's the most important thing God thinks?
Ah, the most important thing God thinks.
Like,
that's a very good question.
What's, like, the golden rule about God?
The golden rule. Well, interesting you say that, because there is something that the Bible talks about calling it the golden rule, or people call it the golden rule. And there was a man who came up to Jesus and asked him, what's the most important thing? What is the greatest commandment? And do you know what God said, what Jesus said to him? Do you know what Jesus said to him?
What?
Jesus said to him,
get that book.
He said to him that the greatest commandment of all is to love God with all your heart and all your mind and all your soul and all your strength and everything you have. And he said, there's also something that's not as important as that, but it's the second most important thing. And you know what that is?
What?
To love other people as much as you love yourself, to love others. So there's two most important things in the world.
Oh.
First one is to love God, and the second one is to love others. Love is what God's world and universe is all about. Because God is love and God's loving. So does that answer your question? Well, thank you very much for calling. And I think we've got another caller on the line. Oh. Oh, yes. Hi. And what's your name?
My name is Umi.
Umi. Lovely to meet you, Umi. And what's your God question today?
My God question is, like, how does God, like, did God create himself?
Did God create himself?
I'm another competitor. My name is...
Another caller, are you? Someone else has come in.
Yeah. I'm another caller, and I can answer that question.
Whoa, we've got one caller asking a question, and another caller answering the question. That's wonderful. That's what we like on the Godcast. We love people asking questions. And we love people answering them. So, yes, second caller, how would you answer that question?
I would answer it, God just, like, was around forever. He never...
No one made God.
No.
What?
Like, the world was just plain, and then God was already there when the world was plain.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he didn't create us yet, so he didn't actually...
Wow, so there was nothing other than God, and he's always been there.
Yeah.
Do you know what the Bible word for always being there is?
I don't know.
Oh, it's
eternal! Yes, that's the word!
That's the word. God is eternal. So he's always been there.
And that gives us eternal life.
That's right. He gives us eternal life, which is life with God that
lasts forever.
That's right. Life with God that lasts forever. So that's a great question, Ubi, was it? Ubi? Yep. It's a great question. Who made God? Did God make himself? No. No one made God. God has always been there, and he made everything else. Oh, I think another call is coming through. Bring, 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 bring.
Oh, who's coming through here?
Hi, my name's Billy.
Ah, hello, Billy.
Oh, hi, hi, how are you going?
Good.
Yeah, I've got a question for the Godcast.
Oh, yeah.
My question is, I was reading in the Bible that, like, Jesus did all, like, some amazing, like, miracles and stuff. Like, yeah. He healed people and stopped the weather. He stopped the weather. So I was trying to stop the weather and, like, because I didn't want it to rain. And I said, stop. But the rain didn't stop. So why can Jesus do it, but I can't?
It's because Jesus, like, has power.
Jesus, really? What?
God gave him powers.
Yeah.
Because God can, like, say. So if you tried to say where there was nothing in an area,
yeah.
You can't just say flowers. And there will be flowers.
Yeah, I can't, no.
That's God's power.
Oh, God can do that, though.
Yeah, and God can actually give the power to Jesus.
Oh.
So Jesus can make miracles, and then Jesus can give it to the disciples, and then the disciples can give it to other people, and it passes on.
Oh, so is Jesus just like a person, just a normal man?
Yes.
He's nothing special.
Yes, but when God, the Spirit, actually comes down on him, so the Holy Spirit comes down on him, he's actually like God.
So Jesus is God.
Yeah. So there's only one God.
Yeah.
Jesus, God is the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Well, it's a bit confusing to think about. Is Jesus just a person or is he God?
Maybe tomorrow, if you didn't understand what I meant with the clearing, and you can just say flowers,
yeah,
you might try that.
Okay, and see if I could just make flowers. But I don't think I can, because only God can. And very interesting, very great questions. And I'd just like to add also that Jesus... wait, just a little fix on one of those things that was said, because Jesus isn't just a man. Jesus is God come as a human being. So he's been God even before the Holy Spirit went on him. He was God in human form. It's a bit tricky to understand. It's a bit tricky to understand, but we'll keep talking about it and thinking it through over the years.
Yeah.
Lots of people. But I think those questions were wonderful for our second episode of Godcast. And that's all we have time for tonight. And we will catch you again sometime soon.
Beep, boop, boop.
See ya.